This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. In the studio with us now is a man about town, a man who can arrange event like that, apparently. He is the head of SKP Events, but he's also the representative for Manhunt here in Australia.
He wears many, many tight pairs of Speedos.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, boys. I thought you were going to say I wear many types of hats.
Ah, you see, but that, no.
That would ruin your hair. Thank you. That would ruin your hair.
True, I'm not really a hat person.
No, and you know, and Simon does have good hair.
So have you heard that, boys? Now he doesn't like hats.
Now, Simon, we got you in here because you are very Midsummer centric at the moment with Manhunt support for Midsummer.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a crazy time of year for us with lots of things happening and so exciting to be a part of Midsummer, of course. It's when Melbourne really comes alive.
Pretty much all of the major events that happen through the Midsummer Festival, you do see the Manhunt flags and the Manhunt boys and the...
Exactly. We wouldn't have it any other way. You know, we're there to please, and it's nice to have the boys
please
being helpful
do
where they can. So
it is fantastic. Now, the culmination of the festival and the Manhunt contributions to the festival this year has been, for the last few years, the pool party. Now, how long has the pool party been going on?
We did our first pool party in 2010. So this is our sixth year, but the seventh event. The first year it was actually so successful that we did another one in about March. We sort of thought, before we lose the last of the good weather, let's do this again. It was too good to only do once a year.
I mean, I remember Midsummer did have a pool party as such. I think it was actually at, like, Collingwood Leisure Centre.
Yeah.
It was just an open free-for-all. Everyone come along and
it
sit
was
around.
Across the road from us.
Yes.
And look, this event was actually sort of born out of that concept, because that event, the original Midsummer pool party, had sort of fallen off the radar. I don't even know who used to produce it or how it used to happen or something. But I actually went to the venue and said, look, wouldn't this be great? I think we need to resurrect this event, and I think it's the perfect event for Manhunt to be putting on, because it is a lot of fun and it's a
the other thing. So you needed to find an event, you needed to find a location with a pool, obviously.
Yeah.
And you came up with, well, look, let's face it, it's usually a sex on premises venue.
Chris, you can drop the usually.
It always is a sex on premises venue. So,
and pretty much apart from this one day a year, because
what I wanted to get to, because I would imagine that even now, 6 years on, or six events on, that some people may be quite concerned about the idea of going to a venue like this for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think it always is one that makes people a little bit of a mixture of curious and scared all at the same time. It's a little bit of an unknown for a lot of guys. I guess especially if it is ever something you've been curious about, Saturday is the day to come and check it out, because it's the one day of the year that's completely not what it's about. And if you want to come and just have a drink and party by the pool and get in amongst some of the games and entertainment we've got happening, go for it. The option is there to not even take a locker. You might want to just stay in your shorts and singlet the same as you would at any of the big summer parties, and that's completely okay.
Fantastic. So tell us about the environment for those who haven't been to Wet on Wellington.
Cool. Well, yeah, look, the venue really is quite incredible and so perfect for this exact event, because the layout really does have a great separation between what we're doing as the focus for the pool party, with the DJ down the end and the stage and catwalk that actually extends out into the pool.
Okay.
And then, there's the beautiful courtyard, and the venue actually put a second bar in that courtyard for us.
So you've got an indoor-outdoor location. You've got
a
proper... It's a decent-sized pool, isn't it?
It is, I would have to get down there with my measuring tape to triple-check, but I believe it's a 25-metre, two-lane pool. It's fantastic to swim in.
So you've got the really, really indoor-outdoor nice feel. Yeah. You've got the courtyard, second bar in there. What's the capacity for the party? Is it, you know, how many people would you like to see in there?
Look, we, over the last couple of years, we have had literally hundreds of people. It's been a sell-out event, effectively. They've run out of lockers. So if you don't get in, it kicks off officially from midday. That's when the first DJ will hit the decks. But, of course, the venue's open 24 hours through the weekends over the summer period.
Yep.
So by all means, head on down there tonight and stay for the party around Saturday. But, yeah, look, do get in early. We have gotten to a point, at least the last 2 years, where on entry they're going, here's your garbage bag, bring it back and we'll hide it in the kitchen.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. So,
and they literally throughout the day, have hundreds of guys come through, and at any one time, dare I say, 300 or 400?
That's fantastic. So tell us, what can we expect entertainment-wise? We've got a couple of DJs lined up.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got 8 hours worth of DJs, and then pretty much entertainment on the hour every hour is the plan. So,
we've got Adam Love out of Sydney.
Yes.
He's an all-time community favourite in terms of DJing.
Indeed. A very talented young man.
And, looks all right in a pair of swimmers.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, not unpleasant on the eye at all, young Adam. So he's played for us every year, in fact, at the pool party. It was almost a bit of a brainchild of Adam and mine. So it's always a thrill to invite him back and have him back as part of the event.
And another community stalwart helping Adam out for the other half of the party, DJing as well, with Antonio De Dio.
Yeah, absolutely. And Antonio, who's also played the party for us before, he'll do the closing set and, look, has been known to get to 8 o'clock and just be like, no, guys, I'm not ready, I'm not stopping yet. And they've carried on the tunes well past the
official finish time. Okay.
Exactly, which is, you know, great to be doing it in a venue where we don't have a curfew. If people are still there and people are still dancing away, then by all means, we'll keep it going.
All right. What's the entertainment? Anything special surprise-wise? Or, you know, what can you tell us about what we're going to see each hour?
Look, I'm pretty excited, I must admit, to see what Millie Minogue is going to do for us this year.
What was your description of Millie?
The youngest Minogue?
That's right. We've got the youngest Minogue sister.
Has it been ratified?
She's promised me she's coming.
Simon's got no comment.
I'm moving on.
She's told me she's got some great remixes lined up, and so the show itself is a little bit under wraps. But look, she is just always such a great performer to watch. Look, I'm a big fan of a lot of Melbourne drag queens, but there's not many of them who I could imagine would be game for making their entrance to the stage from the opposite end of the pool on a Lilo, escorted by the Manhunt boys, who then help her up onto the stage to begin her number. It's a pretty amazing thing to get to see.
So Millie's definitely a draw card for the day.
Absolutely. And get in early, of course, because one of the first things we do with the day is our wet Speedo competition. So there's fantastic prizes up for grabs. And look, it's a really fun icebreaker as well, I think, that little part of the day.
So if you wear the Aussie bum whites,
the white
that
ones
are particularly translucent.
Oh, you mean like your pair, Chris?
When I was younger and fitter. And in a foreign country.
Sure.
So you have the competition, and that's so you get to win stuff if you enter that.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. So when you get down there, just introduce yourself to the Manhunt boys, who will be signing people up to get on stage with that competition. But yeah, look, plenty of other stuff happening throughout the day as well, with our swimwear parade and other little spot shows and stuff. So,
fantastic. So yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really big fun day. I mean, after it's 6 years running, you've got to have it locked down solid. So it's going to be, sounds like it's going to be absolutely heaving.
It will indeed. It will. Look, and the weather couldn't be looking better. The last I looked, it's meant to be 35 degrees on Saturday. So who doesn't want to be by the pool?
Absolutely.
On a 35-degree day.
Simon, thanks for coming in and telling us all about the pool party for this year.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you all there.
Now, we've got... Now, tickets, if you haven't got them, are at midsummer.org.au.
That's right. Absolutely. All the information and get your online ticketing at midsummer.org.au, as Chris said.
Because you don't want to wait until the last minute and rock up, because you might not be able to get in.
Mm-hmm. Manhunt Pool Party, Sione Patterson, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Good to see you guys.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.